A newsreel recounts the first atomic bomb explosion in 1945.
A star-shaped crater marks the New Mexican desert near Alamogordo, where the first atomic bomb was tested. The crystallized
David Richard was a toddler then. Today he's 69, lives in McKinney, and has prostate cancer. He's getting proton therapy at a treatment center in Oklahoma City using technology that's a direct descendant of that first atomic blast. Richard's cancer diagnosis was just his latest call to action. He spent 42 years as a helicopter pilot in the Army.
I served two tours in Vietnam where I was shot down 9 times. The worst thing that happened to me, I was poisoned with a punji dart. And I ended up spending a little time in the hospital and got over it.
Time in the hospital did not appeal to Richard when he was diagnosed earlier this year. His doctor recommended surgery.
In which they'll give you a cut at the lower part of your abdomen, about 12 inches across there. So I was really hesitant to proceed with that line of treatment.
A friend at church told him about something called proton therapy. Two proton treatment centers are in the works for North Texas, in Dallas and Las Colinas, but they won't see patients for a few years. So Richard went to ProCure in Oklahoma City for 9 weeks of daily treatments. Dr. Gary Larson, a radiation oncologist there, says proton therapy kills cancer cells the same way conventional radiation therapy does. But here's the difference. A proton beam can be controlled to provide the biggest blast to the tumor with the smallest radiation spillover to healthy tissue. The process begins in a very large room that patients never see.
We take hydrogen gas and heat it to a plasma so we can separate out the protons and the electrons and then accelerate the protons themselves so that they're up to a very high energy.
That's done in a 220-ton cyclotron. It revs up the protons to 60% of the speed of light. Then large magnets direct the proton beams to 4 treatment rooms. That's where radiation therapist Dane Hinton comes in. His room looks like something out of Star Wars. Huge pieces of connected equipment fill the walls and curve across the ceiling. The main feature looks like a giant camera, and through that big eye comes the proton beam.
This is our robotic table. This is the table the patient actually lies on.
Here's where things get really precise. Each patient gets a custom-made aperture. It's made of brass and cut in the exact shape of the patient's tumor. It controls the path of the proton beam. Another custom piece is called a compensator. The thick block of blue wax placed next to the patient is carved out in a way that directs the proton beam. Again, Dr. Larson.
On the average, proton therapy delivers about 60% less radiation to healthy tissue than conventional radiation therapy does.
It is expensive, generally twice as much as conventional radiation therapy. Basic cost is about $40,000 per patient, more for certain cancers. Dr. Larson says most insurance covers it, and he's grateful for advancements that began on the battlefield and are now helping his patients.
We got cobalt-60, which didn't exist before there was an atom bomb, which we used for many years for radiation therapy. Strontium-90 is another isotope, which we use in treating some eye tumors. We have, fortunately learned to use protons for being a very effective agent at treating cancer.
Army veteran David Richard is a believer.
If I had an object to be removed from my body, would I want them to use a sparkler, to burn it out, or would I want them to use a very direct, straight-line, laser-type device? And so I'd say that's pretty close shooting.
Bullseye. B.J. Austin, KERA News.